I am Boutros, Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And I'm one half, Fleur Cooper.
Christian here.
We are so stoked to be with you for another hour and a half. We're here every second Thursday from 6 till 7:30 p.m. playing a whole myriad of tunes that inspire you to get out and be involved in social justice issues. If you've never heard of Are You Aware before, we've been on air for numerous years now.
About 8, I think.
Yeah, we're looking at 8 years, so we're like old timers now, apparently.
8 wonderful years.
I know. Talking
my
rubbish.
Radio wife over here.
That's right. So Are You Aware, we focus on music that has a positive social justice message, or we just really like the tune and try and highlight what philanthropic work the musician has been involved with in an effort to inspire you, the listener, through music to go out and be involved maybe in your favorite artist's charity of choice or a charity that is near and dear to your heart.
That's right.
I nailed it, right?
Yeah, you did. You caught me standing flat-footed there.
No worries.
You
no
caught
worries.
Me reflecting on how great that first song was.
Oh, I know. And that we have an extra special treat for you tonight. That was Mala Grupa. They are going to be on the show tonight, and we're interviewing them around 6:30. They have actually put together a mixtape for us. When we get interviewees to come in, whether it's a band or a nonprofit, we make them do homework. We're evil like that.
We are kind of evil.
Do you want to tell people about what is the Are You Aware mixtape?
Yeah, for sure. So we've had a number of bands into the studio over the years, Xavier Rudd being one, Architecture in Helsinki. We had Music Heals in actually recently. Mm-hmm. And whenever we ask someone, whether it's an artist or a leader of a nonprofit organization to come in, we ask them to pick or make a Are You Aware mixtape, which is picking 3 songs that have really inspired them to create positive change in their lives or have inspired them musically, even for those music artists. So we've asked Mal Grupa to do that as well, and they've picked three actually awesome songs. One of them I really like.
I can imagine
7.5 minute special. I won't talk too much about it right now, but when
so
we play it tonight, you'll definitely know which one I'm sweet on.
When I was programming the show, I had to chuckle to myself because I thought Christian is going to love that choice. But that you'll hear that later on. And we're really lucky because we're fitting 6 performers in the studio tonight to do a 2-song performance. So at the end of their interview, they are going to play for us on air in the studio. So we haven't actually had such a large group in the studio. We'll see how it goes.
No, and you know what? We have more real estate in the new studio, and I still am not sure how we're going to squeeze them all in here. But that's what's going to make it fun.
Exactly. Well, and the good thing is they are a group of horn players. They're a small tribacci. I hope I said that right. I apologize, Mala Grupa, if I butchered that style band that plays original music and with a nod to post modern pop and ska and an emphasis on the classic folk music of the Balkan regions. So I think we've got a lot of horn instruments coming in with maybe one drummer as well. So we'll see how it goes. We'll try and videotape it and then get it up on our social media so you can see the magic that happened in the studio.
Big smile on my face. I love the brass instruments. So I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, and they're a local Vancouver band that's just formed a couple of months ago. But we'll tell you more about it when they're in and introducing them later on in the show.
Absolutely. And that first track was called Slata Kosek, and that was Mal Grupa. So we gave you a little bit of a preview there.
And that's from their EP Balkanic Eruption, which is just recorded the other day. So
lovely name there.
I had a chuckle.
And yeah, we might be playing it first here. Who knows?
I think we are probably the first.
We're pretty cutting edge around here at Are You Aware and CITR.
We're so cutting edge. We're 5 minutes from now.
Heck yeah. What do we got coming up?
We have Hurrah for the Riff Raff with their song Rickon Beach from their newest album, The Navigator. They are actually a folk blues band from New Orleans, Louisiana.
New Orleans.
The lead singer left her home in the Bronx at age 17, which is pretty damn young, spending time crossing North America hopping freight trains. I thought that was very Huckleberry Finn-ish.
Bob Dylan-ish.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Bobby D, I think, has done some of that.
Oh, really? Oh, there you go. 2 self-release albums, 2008, It Don't Mean I Don't Love You, and 2010, Young Blood Blues. They are now up to sorry, they looked out, they actually released in May 2012 their own from their own album Look Out Mama, and their ninth album, which is the one we're hearing from, was released on March 10th, 2017, and they're playing June 15th at Imperial with Making Movies.
Ah, a great venue and great artists. So be sure to take a peek for tickets for that that show in June. And the lead singer, songwriter, actually celebrated her 17th birthday, 25th birthday, on the same day that 17-year-old Trayvon Martin was shot and killed by George Zimmerman in Florida. And this actually inspired her to take some action and actually write a song that paid tribute to Trayvon Martin, which I think this is great. And it was released by the label and as part of an Indiegogo campaign to raise money for the Trayvon Martin Foundation, which aids families affected by violence, and also funded the Third Wave Fund, which supports youth-led gay and feminist causes. So here's Hurrah for the Riff Raff with Rican Beach. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
All Access Pass is back for season 2. We are a collectively run weekly program that discusses equity, inclusion, and accessibility issues on and off UBC's campus, including both visible and invisible disabilities. You can catch All Access Pass every Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Anyone can get involved. No experience is necessary. People of all abilities are welcome to join. Check us out on Facebook at All Access Pass or get involved by emailing accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
I need to hear from you. When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. And that was Lady Ray with Do It Again from her album Make It Hot.
Yeah, she. You might have heard, her voice might sound familiar because she's been in a few different bands and a few different iterations. She was actually in the band Lady, so I really realized who she was after the fact. But she's been around for ages. She actually did her debut single, Make It Hot, in 1998, and that was certified gold. After being introduced to Missy Elliott, she was featured on Missy's platinum certified debut, Super Duper Fly. So she was a bit of a progeny for Missy Elliott. And then when Missy started her own label, The Goldmine, the then 17-year-old Ray was the first artist signed. And so she impressed Elliott so much with her singing skills that that's how they started a beautiful friendship.
That's pretty cool. And before that, we had Lucinda Williams with Are You All Right from her album called West. And she's one of my faves. I've seen her live a couple times. I think she's probably one of America's best songwriters. In my opinion, awesome voice too. So she's put out, I think, 12 albums to date too. So she's very produces a lot of music. And West is her 8th studio album, and that track was from that album. And speaking about hot in here, we've got our guest.
I didn't back announce Lady Ray, did I? Perfectly unpolished here.
Yeah, there you go.
So Lady Ray was Do It Again was the song, Make It Hot was the album, which is her new album. And it's the first solo album that she's written in nearly 18 years. So glad to have her back.
Yeah. And like I was saying, those magical guests we were talking about earlier have actually joined us in the studio. So we've got Mal Grupa in the studio. Guys, say hi. They're sharing one microphone, but I think you can hear them. They're a loud and noisy bunch. So we've got 5 of them in here. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves and tell them who we got and what instrument you play?
Oh, I'm Steve Clements, and I play the tenor horn.
I'm Nikola Tasic, and I play the truba, also known as the trumpet.
I'm Janine Mahone, and I also play the truba with my partner, Nikola.
My name's Mick Buski, and I play the tenor horn.
My name's Ashton Sweet. I play helicon and occasionally clarinet. Helicon is like a sousaphone, but better. Also known as a tuba.
Wow. Awesome. I was wondering what a helicon was. It's got to be one of the coolest names for an instrument.
It is. It's my favorite. It's what the sousaphone was before the Americans gutted it.
Controversial statements.
There we go. Already making controversial statements. I love it. So I'm going to give you a little intro here. So Mal Grupa was formed at the end of 2016. The band features some of the top Balkan brass players in Canada. You just heard from them. All musicians were members of the now retired Orchestar Slivovica.
Slivovica, come on.
Yeah, sorry. You guys should have ran me through that, which can be credited with bringing Balkan and Romani music to Vancouver. Thanks for coming on the show. We really appreciate having you here.
Thanks for having me.
So as a new band, just formed late last year, can you give us a little bit about your background for the band?
For the band, like each person musically? Or
Just how the band came together, how it formed.
So we all played in this band that for whatever reasons, ran its course. And we were actually super excited to continue with the music. We didn't want to stop. So we got together. I think it's fair to say that we kind of naturally gravitated towards each other in the other orchestra too. And we were actually going to do...
Tender moments.
And interestingly, when we got together, we didn't really think they were going to be writing our own music. And then somebody said, oh, I got a tune. And then another person said, oh, I got a tune. And then we realized, oh, the whole thing is going to be original music, open to all kinds of collaborations and cross genres. And it's happening fast. I think we're doing things quite fast. Like we said, we already have an EP.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. How many songs are on it?
That's 5 songs, 4 originals. One, the only vocal one, is a cover of a Serbian song. We did it in a New Orleans style. And
where did you record that, the EP?
We recorded it at, what's it called? Demitone Studios.
Right here in Vancouver?
Yeah. They do a lot of jazz records. Yeah, it was recommended to us.
Excellent.
Technically, it was supposed to be a demo, and then we were like, well, this doesn't sound this sounds good. Like, let's just put out an EP, you know. Which is
confidence
cool.
is key, guys. Yeah. Confidence is key.
Well, we opened the show with a song, and I probably butchered the name on that, too. Slatka Kocek?
Kocek?
Hey, thank you. I get some points there. And it was great. I loved it. Absolutely loved it. It was a great way to start our show.
Written by Ashton.
Ashton, yeah. Well done.
Very cool.
How was that song inspired? Let's get Ashton on there. They're sharing one mic, folks.
Slatka, so this is like 6 years ago when I got into Orchestra Slivovica. I was just playing tenor horn, as people call them in English. And I was just the offbeats. It's like the rhythm guitar, and that's all you get. And 5 years later, I found a voice memo of something I'd recorded. It was just a simple rhythm. Just the tenor horn line, the da 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 da. That was all it was, and I took that and expanded upon it, put a melody on top, and this was the first time I ever tried to like really write in the authentic Serbian Trubacci style. And I first started showing people, and I was like, "Hey, I got this song. Like, what do you think of it?" And they were like, "Oh, this is great. What country is it from?" And it was like. It's from Canada.
That's awesome. That's so funny. So funny.
Slatka also means sweet, which is sweets.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's true. Although we've since learned it's kind of like sweet and cute.
Oh. That works for you. You're cute. Take the compliment. So what does Malagrupa mean? Is that a name that you guys made up or it sounded cool or is there some, you know, meaning behind it?
Me again? Okay, me again.
Maybe I have the huskiest voice
there
of all.
There you go.
Malagrupa means small group.
Oh, okay.
But we put it together. I think we wanted to get some kind of a pan-cultural feel, like a little bit of Spanishy, meaning kind of bad group, you mm-hmm. know. Because I don't think we want to be like a Serbian band. I think we want to be a little bit elusive, as if we can, with the origins. And yeah, that's it.
And what does, again, I probably butchered it, Trubacci style mean?
So I should go, yeah. Al Trubacci is the Serbian, Macedonian brass bands. I don't know if any of your listeners consume popular culture from that area. But
some of them probably do.
Yeah, well, if they know Kusturica, the filmmaker, mm-hmm. he's got a couple of wild films like Underground and Black Cat, White Cat. And you can see it there. And it's kind of like what you heard from with Slatka, you know, it's big bands. There's a big festival called Guča where they compete every year and that's been going on for maybe 60 years already or maybe even more.
So it's like instead of dueling pianos, it's like dueling
yeah,
horn
dueling
bands basically.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty wild. That festival is a circus. and they get a lot of foreign visitors. Lots of bands come from other countries too and to play there. It's fun.
And do you see a lot of Balkan Romani bands around town? Are you? I feel like you guys have got to be one of the only bands. What's the scene like in Canada?
In Canada.
Or
yeah,
Vancouver.
You know, so actually in Seattle, there's a couple of bands doing this kind of thing. Here we had the Orchestra Slivovica. Sweet's got another band, Balkan Schmalkan, that does that. But, you know, we're the only ones that are doing original stuff, really, like heavily focused on original stuff and really a kind of a fusion of all the influences that we have musically. And it's not, you know, we're not trying to replicate any kind of folk traditional source material and keep it, you know, old and rooted in some kind of history. One of the really cool things, I saw a show, someone's actually doing her PhD here at UBC in the music department. And the idea is she has, her family comes from this really tiny village over in Europe. And her grandfather was a biologist, and she talks about how if you take plants from this soil and put it in Canadian soil, what happens to it? So she's looking at that in terms of music, and that was just like such a cool thing for me, because we're taking this music that really inspires us, and we're putting it through all our different heritage, our different musical influences, and it becomes something that is unique, and nobody else is creating what Steve Clements creates, nobody else is creating what I'm creating, Nicola and Mick. Sweet, right? We're all writing songs and it's all coming from our different musical things. And it's almost like, you know, there are no boundaries around music. You can't say, well, this is only rooted here and it's only happening there. It's like music is just like this thing that you can't put boundaries on it. And you put it through all your your filters, you know, all our various soils, and it becomes this amazing thing. And so what I really dig about this band is how we're creating just a whole new kind of, we're creating original music, which is really exciting for me.
And you said that, very eloquently put, that was really inspirational what
thanks.
Just said. You were talking about, you're one of the only original Romani Balkan bands. So is it like jazz where they've got the Balkan standards that, you know, people kind of play over and over again?
I'll let Steve talk.
Absolutely. There are the traditional folk tunes of Serbia that the Drubaci bands will play. There have also been some artists that have become part of the canon just based on their popularity. Demiran would be one of those artists, or Orchestra Slivovica with Oliver Schneider. They used to bring Demiran, I can't pronounce his last name, Turimovic, over here every year, and he was the mentor for the band. Mm. And so we all had exposure to that from the source, a highly influential composer and Trubaci specialist. So this music is alive. It's very much being composed as we speak, and but it's also rooted in tradition, and there's a lot of folk music that gets played from Macedonia as well as Serbia and the Balkan region that Drubaci bands will play.
And that, to your point about that, because there's such a rich tradition with Drubaci, do you get a little flack when you're like mixing it up and trying your own originals? Or like, well, you know, the traditionalists that are like, don't mess with the good stuff.
I don't think so. I mean, if you listen to this music, you'll hear that a lot of the popular bands right now are very cross-pollinating with different styles. There's a popular movement in Mexico right now that's Balkan brass inspired as well. So there's this, you know, it's like the mariachi thing is influencing in the Balkan regions and then back again in the other direction. The west coast of North America right now, it seems to be getting hotter and bigger and more popular. And even on the east coast, in New York, I think you're seeing more of this style emerge. So it's really, really fascinating to be playing in something that's a little fringy, but at the same time, it's really popular in different parts of the world. It's only really fringy here.
Mm-hmm. You gonna go with me?
Yeah. Well, I was just gonna say that's a really, really interesting comment. I like really fringy stuff.
So. Well, and to your point about music has no barriers, so
yeah.
and that influence and whatever moves you and gets you your heart moving is what's going to pull you towards that new nationality or that new type of music,
right.
and all that. So yeah, very, very cool stuff. Do you want to go?
Well, I was just going to say, on Are You Aware, we always ask all of our guests to pick three songs that inspire them and bring in what we call an Are You Aware mixtape. So I know you guys have picked three songs as a band, and I want to tell us a little bit about your first choice, maybe who chose it. Do we have to remind you what the... Okay, so
Bob Marley,
Them Belly Full was the first choice. Who chose this one?
I chose this one.
Okay, do you want to talk a little bit about how it inspires you?
I did not consult with anybody. I mean, for me, Bob Marley is inspiring, period. I think, so simple, his music, and it's always to the point, and there's always some kind of morale, that doesn't sound right, but there's wisdom in it, and the way he lived his life, and the way he shared his wealth, and that he used that popularity to actually spread messages. For me, that's a good use of the power of music. And then Belly Full... I think that line that says, forget your troubles and dance, that's another kind of level of the power of music to kind of aid you through hard times. Not that any of us really know much about hunger, I think. We're blessed in the...
yourself, I didn't have dinner, man.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, in, yeah.
Excellent.
But, that's a good song. I don't know.
Great. Well, we're going to play it right now. Here's Mal Grupa's first pick for their Are You Aware mixtape. It's Bob Marley with Them Belly Full. You're listening to Are You Aware, music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. We're back on Are You Aware? Music That Has Something to Say on 101.9 CITR. And we've got Mal Grupa with us, just in case you tuned in. And that was the first track from their Are You Aware mixtape. That was from Bob Marley with Them Belly Full. Great track. Awesome choice.
Yeah, and thanks for coming on air. And we're really excited. We're going to ask him a couple of more questions, put him in the hot seat for a little bit longer. And then we're going to listen to their last two song choices for their mixtape. And then they're going to come back and play some sweet horn music for us. So we're pretty excited with that. And there's one thing that Nicola, you and I have talked about that I wanted to bring up, which was about immigration. It's such a hot button topic right now. And Nicola mentioned that some of you are immigrants or parents are immigrants and all that good stuff, and third or second or third generation. So what's been your experience in Canada, and how has that shaped your music with regards to having immigrant roots and a totally different country? Everyone's like, well, this question's really hard. Don't ask.
Question is really juicy.
Yeah,
I know. I'm the freshest immigrant. I mean, I'm on a residence permit. I've been here 2.5 years. So what has our experience been about shaping the music? For me, I lived in Holland for 10 years, so I've been an immigrant for a while, just in different places. I don't know. So I do have a very specific origin, which is Serbia. There is a kind of a fondness that grows with the distance. I did not play this kind of music when I was back home. There's also kind of a controversial era in folk music in Serbia where there was a lot of crap music in the 90s. So a lot of people got turned off ethnic, like traditional music, and they're slowly working their way back. But I started playing this music in Taiwan when I lived there for a year with a bunch of Balkan people. And then I got here, came into Orchestra Slivovica, and it was a perfect opportunity for me to have a platform to learn the music from my country, which was great because I didn't know anything.
And it's funny, I mean, I'm an immigrant as well. Yeah. I became a citizen last year. I'm Australian, but I find Europeans have a better sense of like finding your community, whatever community is there. Uh-huh. Whereas I avoid Whistler like the plague because I don't want to be around Australians. That's just me, and I'm a snob. Yeah. But you know, it's always interesting to see how did you guys meet and you know get that connection around the Balkan Romani sort of being from. I assume some of you guys are from that area as well, or your family's from that area.
Mick can tell us about his background.
My mom is Serbian. She was born in Serbia, and her parents and her sister immigrated to Canada in 1975. She was 5 years old or something like that. And so I wouldn't say that I grew up with this music. I'm conscious of hearing this music when I was like 12 or so. But I was being brought to folk dancing circles and stuff when I was much younger than that. So that was like my first experience with the music. And yeah. I kind of forgot the question. What was the question?
how did it, I guess, the heritage or your family immigrating to Canada from another place help shape your music or inspire your music? Or has it not influenced it at all?
No, it hasn't influenced it. When I was 12, my grandparents brought me to this Balkan music and dance camp, Balkanalia, that goes on just outside of Portland, Oregon, and I really, really didn't want to go because it wasn't cool.
Yeah.
And then, so I ended up going, and I met a bunch of kids who were my age, who were from Seattle and Bay Area and Portland and stuff, and they were all really into the music, and they all had either immigrant parents or parents who were really, really stoked on Balkan music. And so then I kind of just like got in with them, and we all started, you know, MSN messengering. And yeah, and then I just started going every year, and it's really cool because it gives me another connection with my grandparents now, because they're really into the music scene and they do folk dancing here in Vancouver. And so yeah.
Well, any musicians in your family as well, or do they stick to dancing mainly?
My grandmother plays tambura a little bit, and she dances like crazy. And my dada sings all night if he can. And he
on how many slivoviches? Oh,
I don't know, but lots. And he plays the harmonica.
So music is in the bloodline.
Yeah. My parents play music too, but like country stuff.
Well, I think it's a source of comfort, especially, I mean, I just, again, Australian versus the Balkans, like I wouldn't see getting together with my Australian friends and sitting around eating Vegemite sandwiches and talking about cricket. Like, it just wouldn't really happen. I mean, so, you know, I think because your culture is so rich and music is such a big part of it, and you have that traditional music that really, you know, sort of identifies who you are, it's a comfort, right, for when, you know, you're away from your home or your family's away from their original home. Yeah, it takes a while. There we go.
Yeah, so I'm not Serbian. Mm-hmm. My grandparents were born in Russia, so my parents were the first Canadians, and so I'm the second Canadian. And so Russia, and the reason my grandparents left Russia is they were part of this really small sect called Dukhobors, and there was a lot of, basically, they've been kicked out, they've been kicked around, a lot of stuff happened. And I remember growing up, my parents didn't want to teach me Russian because they felt a lot of persecution. You know, you're taking our jobs away from, you know, it was like dirty dukes taking our jobs away kind of thing. So, you know, like a lot of the immigration stories now are some of the similar stories that my parents went through. For me, and music has always been a big part of the Dukhobor culture, a lot of a cappella singing, a lot of really soulful singing. And so it resonates in me. And there's something about this music that resonates in me, even though it's not the same. Like, there's no big party brass music in Dukhobor culture. There are some of the tonalities and some of the ways that it hits me and in kind of really deep in my soul, there's this huge connection. So for me, I just love playing. I mean, I love playing trumpet in the first place. I feel like this music is the first music where I'm not thinking about playing trumpet. I'm just, the music is just kind of flowing through. And it feels like they're like a really cool connection with, you know, whatever history I've had. I just feel like it just brings together a whole lot of really things that you don't like. You don't want to. You don't think about it, but you feel about it.
Well, and it's funny when you've got a bit of an, you know, if you're dual nationality or whatever it is. I mean, I remember my father's English going to England for the first time, you know, at 19, 20, and feeling, okay, this seems familiar to me. There's a home about it. And I assume with, you know, ever going back to Russia or somewhere like that, there is that sort of community and home feeling about it. And I'm assuming it's like that when you play music as well, because it's that, it's your DNA, right?
Yeah,
it's within your DNA. Sweets, sure. What's your background? Putting you on the spot, you've been very quiet in the corner.
I'm Canadian. My grandparents were from Washington, so they only immigrated up. And originally back to, we're actually not sure anymore, either Irish or English. I have absolutely nothing to do with any of this music. Other than the fact that I've been playing it for the last 7 or 8 years.
So what inspired you to be, and that's really cool too, because you don't have any heritage. So what gets you going about this music?
I first saw Slivovica when I was in my first year of music school, and I came from small town, so I was like the worst musician in music school. Suddenly come to the big city and fighting in the big leagues. And then I saw this band playing the weirdest music. And the first concert I saw, I remember a friend of mine leaned over and he just giggled and said, "It's in 7." I didn't even know what that meant at the time. I tried to count it out. I couldn't figure out what it was. And you know, I just expressed, like, I'd be interested in playing this music. And I expressed that. And there was actually a rule that at the time that Slivovica wouldn't draw from the community band called the Carnival Band I was in unless people expressed interest, because they're afraid of just like, let's take that guy and that guy and that guy and they won't have anyone left.
Yeah.
So they brought me in on a one-off gig, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll do the one gig and, you know, get a little bit of the music. And then we played the one gig. They brought me in permanently, and I just got so enveloped in the music. And at the time, we were like really new. We were completely butchering the music. The first year Demiron came, like he taught us everything we now know. He came in, and like, his third year he came, he told us we were playing like old men, and that was a compliment.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. Because
the first year he came, he just changed the band dramatically. And I was going through Western music and then learning this music, which is like you take your basic scale and you turn it upside down and then change 5 other things about it. And it was just so bizarre. I was handing in musical or like classical style musical pieces with these extra little twists and turns in them. And the teachers were impressed, but they're like, that's not the style you're supposed to be doing.
How dare you be improvising on your own and changing it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about your new album? I know we spoke about it a little bit, but oh, here we go.
Steven.
Steven's on the mic. All right, Steve.
Steve's been busy today.
Yeah, it's now available at High Life Records on the Drive, Neptune Records, which is on Main Street, and Zulu Records on 4th Avenue, just in a CD form. And these are, as Nicola mentioned earlier, 4 originals that we wrote, each of us having contributed 1, with the exception of Mick over there, my fellow tenor horn player. Oh, and Nicola.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. So Jonine had 2 contributions on this, and then Sweet wrote Slotka Chocek, which you heard earlier, and I wrote a piece called Long Road to Gucha, and we talked about Gucha earlier, the festival in Gucha, which is my dream to one day go there and actually witness and maybe even sort of play around the outskirts of the festival.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. Come on.
It would be amazing
it.
To get on a stage there, but I don't know how hard that would be. I think it would be very difficult because there's a lot of competition. But it's very exciting to release this EP for us because we basically rehearsed for about 3 weeks these tunes that we had written, and just went into the studio and said, let's just do it. And we just spent 1 day in the studio, or really a half day, I guess.
Wow.
Just,
you
just
cranked
kind
it
of,
out.
Yeah, yeah, we just kind of played the tracks live, and we were really pleased with the end result.
Oh, amazing.
Kudos to Dave Sekula, the sound engineer, and James as well, his partner in crime, his assistant, whose name I don't know, his last name, James's last name. Anyway, They did a great job, and we're just really, really stoked about this album, and we want everyone to hear it.
Other than playing live in a couple minutes here, 10 minutes maybe, do you have any other live shows coming up around Vancouver, anything booked, or where can people see you do your thing live?
Well, we're going to be busking around. We're using this EP to try and procure some gigs. That's kind of the process. We got to drop the CD off around at places and have people hear it. It's hard to just walk in and just say, hey, we want to play here.
I wish that worked.
Yeah. People have to agree. Although we have a guerrilla tactic where we just show up and just start playing. That doesn't really work out as well for the money situation.
Well, just speaking to our audience out there that's listening, you heard it here. They're looking to book gigs. Malagrupa.
Malagrupa.com.
There you go.
Go there, and there's a contact form. Send us a message, and we'll play your wedding. We'll play your party, your festival. You name it, we'll be there. We'll play for you. You do have to pay, though.
And you guys have a Facebook as well, so people can keep, you know, if they like you on Facebook, they can see what's coming up.
I think we're quite active on Facebook. There's a couple of videos up already from the studios. We're working on new tunes. There's always little clips from working on new tunes. We're probably going to come out with another EP after summer or during summer. I think that's our kind of small EPs a couple of times a year. Just keep them churning out. Yeah.
Oh, wow. You guys are just
feeling creative.
You're cranky. Wow.
Well, the second tune that we're going to play tonight, and Mikkel talked about it, that's not on the EP, and that's a new one. And
oh, wow.
We have probably another 6 or 7 new tunes, too.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, back to your Are You Aware mixtape. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about your two final choices that you selected? The first one being Black Sabbath, which Steven obviously picked.
Right. Yeah. So this is.
How did this inspire you?
Well, War Pigs, I think it came out around 1970, and it's kind of a reaction to the Vietnam War. And to me, what it represents is just raw emotion as a reaction to political goings-on that you don't care for. So
it's kind of relevant for today as well.
It is. And I would say that, you know, for me, my wife is a mental health clinician and counselor, and she uses emotion-focused therapy, and she talks about how important emotions are to feel emotions. And this makes sense to me that, you know, when we experience anger can be productive. It's a productive emotion. And that's what I hear in this song. It's an emotional reaction to something that the artists disagree with, and that is warmongering politicians. Sadness can be a powerful emotion, but it doesn't necessarily kick your butt to do something. It's kind of like when you hit sadness, like if we get to this Trump situation to the point where people are just sad and not angry, we've lost. And and within reason, I mean, there's, of course, you know, too much anger is counterproductive. It can be destructive, which just adds fuel to the fire and doesn't produce anything that would be productive. So I really like this track just because I feel like it's the right amount of anger.
I love it. And then we had Anise Mitchell featuring Greg Brown. Who was that choice?
I think Steve's going to have to talk about it. What? Steve's going to have...
What's Mick? This is Mick.
No, Mick had the ska one.
Oh.
We said...
This is the... Yeah. I'm sorry, what was this one?
Anise Mitchell featuring Greg Brown, Why We Build the Wall.
Well, I mean, this one speaks for itself.
Oh, yeah.
This absolutely speaks for itself. You'll hear this and you'll be like, I know what this is about.
Okay,
perfect answer. So here is War Pigs by Black Sabbath, and we have Mel Grupa in the studio. You're listening to Are You Aware, music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Thank you.
gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah. Darkness world stops turning, ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power, and as God has struck the hour, day of judgment God is calling. On the knees the war pigs crawling, begging mercies for the sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Thank you.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here. God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Oh. Isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
My children, why do we build the wall?
Why do we build the wall? We build the wall to keep us free. That's why we build the wall. We build the wall to keep us free.
How does the wall keep us free? My children, how does the wall keep us free? Children, my children, who do we call the enemy?
Who do we call the enemy? The enemy is poverty. When the wall keeps out the enemy, and we build the wall to keep us free. That's why we build the wall. We build the wall to keep us free.
Because we have and they have not. My children, because they want what we have got.
Because we have and they have not, because they want what we have got. The enemy is poverty, and the wall keeps out the enemy. And we build the wall to keep us free. That's why we build the wall, we build the wall to keep us free.
What do we have that they should want? My children, my children. What do we have that they should want?
What do we have that they should want? We have a wall to work upon. We have work that they have none. And our work is never done. My children, my children. And the war is never won. The enemy.
That's why we built.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. And we've got Mal Grupa playing live in the studio. This is Colo number 6. That was dynamite. Oh my.
It's really loud.
That was powerful. That was powerful.
It's really loud.
So can you tell us a little bit about that song that you played?
Yeah, so Colo is actually a traditional kind of thing. It's a dance. It's a certain kind of uncha, 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 uncha. So it's pretty traditional in terms of, you know, the Serbian, in terms of the genre. But, and so I wanted that kind of feel. And I find that when I'm walking on the beach with my dog, other things come into my brain, and so then, you know, certain kinds of lines come into my brain over this uncha, 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 uncha. So then it just developed out of, like, you know, take something that is kind of traditional and then kind of mess with it. I mean, this doesn't really mess with it a whole lot, but it messes it with it just a little bit. And in terms of the name, you know, it's kind of a Colo style with a little bit of messed up, and so we're thinking about a name, and Steve just said, what about Colo number 6? And we said, well, what about Colo number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? And it's like, well, That's the answer. We just, we
they'll
don't
come
know.
Later. They'll come later. There will be prequels
like
to that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just like Star Wars. All right. Well, we have another song coming up. You are going to play Super Cristal Kocek.
So it's pronounced Super Cristal Kocek.
There we go.
Super Cristal.
This is a song that I wrote. It's in 9/8. I called it Super Cristal because I was listening to a lot of this Turkish pop band, Orkester Kristal. And so, yeah, this is just like, I'm just like, you know, representing Orkester Kristal.
I love it.
Super Kristal.
I love it. Here's Mal Grupa. You're listening to Are You Aware? Mal Grupa live in studio.
Thank you.
Amazing, guys. I absolutely love that. I wish I could get up and dance, but I'm running the boards over here. That was amazing. So one more time, that was Malgrupa in the studio. Malgrupa. Where about your album? Where can people pick up your album? One more time.
Well, it's now available at High Life Records, which is on Commercial Drive. It's $8. It's an EP. It's got five tunes on it. It's also available at Neptune Records. Yeah, it's a really good deal. It is a good deal. Neptune Records is on Main Street, and Zulu Records on 4th Avenue, yes.
You can also get it on Bandcamp, and if you just go to malagrupa.com, so that's malagrupa.com, there's a link there to the Bandcamp. You can get your digital version.
Perfect.
Which I think is $7.
And do you have a name for the EP, or is it,
yes, we do.
Is it just Malagrupa?
It's Volcanic Eruption.
Volcanic Eruption. I absolutely love that. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming on. We really appreciate it. The music was amazing. Conversation as well. So we really appreciate you coming in.
Now we know we can fit six
horn players. Five horn players in the studio. So thanks a lot, Malagrupa. Right now we're going to play a local Vancouver act called the Courtneys. Here's their track called Silver Velvet. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.